Tonight, just for a couple minutes, I want to look at verse 8. The book of Revelation was written by John, the Apostle John, not John the Baptist, the Apostle John. He was on the Isle of Patmos for preaching the gospel, for preaching Jesus. And while he was there, God gave him a revelation, revealed to him what was going to happen in the last times. The book of Revelation starts with seven letters to seven local churches that existed at that time, and the church at Philadelphia was the sixth of the seventh. There was one more church after that John wrote to. And in verse 8, there's a wonderful thing that God does for this church that he'll do for each of us if we'll do the same thing that this church did. And I want to tell you the wonderful thing that he did, and then I want to tell you what the church did to get it. Because the thing that God did for this church is something that every one of us should want him to do for us. And what I'm talking about there is in verse 8 where he says, I have set before thee an open door. I have set before you, the church at Philadelphia, an open door. I've got a door I want you to go through. I've got a path I want you to go down. I've got a way that I want you to go in. And that's what God will do for every one of us. He will set before us an open door. He will set before us a path. He will set before us a way that he wants us to go. And that's what we ought to desire. We ought to desire to know what God wants us to do with our life. We ought to desire to know what path God wants us to take, what door that he wants us to go through. We ought to know what God's desire and will is for our life and want that because, as we sang the song, there's no way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey and to trust God that the path that he's sending us down, the door that he wants us to go through, the way that he wants us to go is the door, is the path, is the way, whatever you want to call it, that will bring joy and peace and satisfaction to our life. And he says, I'll reveal it to you. A lot of people think, well, I have a tough time figuring out what the will of God is for my life. And it's not so hard. Just go through the door that he's open. Just go down the path that he's revealed. Just go in the way that he sets before you. And God says to every one of us, I will do that for you. I will give you an open door. And then I want you to know something else wonderful he says to that church. He says, and no man can shut it. No man can shut it. Once I reveal to you the door I want you to go through, once I reveal to you the path that I want you to go down, no man can take it away from you. I mean, you can choose not to go through it. You can choose not to go down it. You can choose to go a different way, but nobody else, Satan, can't take it away from you. He'll try to keep you from going through it. He'll throw up all sorts of obstacles to keep you from going through that door. But nobody, no man, not Satan, no demon, once God opens the door, nobody can take it away from you. Paul wrote in one of the letters, I can't remember which one it was, he wrote, a great and effectual door is open before me. Then he says, but there are many adversaries. There are people that don't want me to go through the door. There are people that don't want me to go down the path. There are people that don't want me to do what God wants me to do. They're my adversaries. But the door remains open. The path remains clear. The way remains, the way is there. And we can choose to go through that door, down that path, down that way, knowing that that's where God wants us to go. And nobody can take it away from us. Not a person. What a wonderful promise. What a wonderful thing that every single one of us ought to want. Now I want you to notice that church did four things for God to do that for them. I'll tell you what, we need to do the same things. He says again in verse 8, I know thy works. I know thy works. What Jesus was saying to the Apostle John and to the church at Philadelphia through the Apostle John, he said, I've seen your works. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing to serve me. I know what you're doing to serve my cause and my kingdom. I can see what you're doing, and because you're working for me, I'm going to open another door for you. I'm going to show you another path. You see, until we do what God tells us to do, He's never going to tell us to do anything else. Until we go through the door that's open, He's never going to open another one. Until we start down the path that He shows us, He's never going to show us another path to take. He's looking for people that will work and do the things that He's given them to do already before He gives them something else to do. I'll be honest with you, I don't think God likes lazy people very much. I don't think God likes people that just want to sit. I think God likes people, God loves people that want to work. You go back and you read the book of Proverbs, and over again it talks about the sluggard, the one that just wants to, and it talks about that guy that rolls over in his bed and his gardens and his fields are grown up with weeds and his house and walls are tore down. God is looking for people that are willing to work. You say, I don't have the talent. I don't have the education. That doesn't matter to God. God chooses the weak things of the world, the foolish things of the world, the things of the people of the world that the world might not think much of. He's looking for people that make themselves available and are willing to work. Whatever He calls them to do. And He says, because I know your works, I'll open another door for you. I'll show you another path. I'll show you another thing that I want you to do. Then notice what He says. He says, for thou hast a little strength. God says, what you've been doing, the works that you've been doing, you haven't been doing it in your own strength because you don't have the strength to do it. You've been doing it in my strength. You've been doing it as the Holy Spirit works through you. And that's who God is looking for. God is not looking for somebody that says, well, I can do it myself. I don't need God. God is looking for people that say, there's no way I can do this. There's no possible human way, God, that I can do what you want me to do. I just can't get it done. And God says, oh, you're just the kind of person I want. You're just the kind of man or just the kind of woman, just the kind of teenager I want. Because if you think you can do it, you won't get it done the way God wants it done. But if you think there's no way that you can do it, then you'll do it exactly the way that God wants it done. Because you'll have to depend on Him. He says, I know your works. You've had a little strength and has kept my word. He says, you know why I'm going to open the door? Because you've stayed in this book. You know why I'm going to show you the path to go down? Because you've studied this book. You know why I'm going to show you the way? Because you've studied and memorized and meditated and read and read and read and read this book. You've kept my word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How can we find the will of God for our life without this book? And He says, because you've kept this book, because you've kept my word, I'll open a door for you. I'll give you an opportunity to serve me. I'll let you do things for me that you never dreamed that you could do because you stayed in this book. And then He says, and has not denied my name. That brings to mind a couple of things. First of all, it brings to mind people that are willing to stand for Jesus, whatever the world says. Doesn't matter what the world says, doesn't matter what the people you work with say, doesn't matter what your neighbors say, doesn't matter even what your family says. You're going to stand up for Jesus. You're going to be true to Him. I think it means something else. I think it means that in every area of your life you realize there's a God and you're not going to deny Him. Every area of your life as a worker, your life as a neighbor, your life as a friend, your life as a husband, your life as a wife, your life as a father, your life as a mother, as a grandpa, as a grandma, and just keep going down the list. You are not going to deny the name of Christ in any one of those roles. You're going to acknowledge Jesus Christ in every one of those walks of life that you have. You're not going to deny Him. You're going to say, in every one of those areas of my life, as a husband, as a father, as a friend, as a teacher, as a preacher, in my case, I need Jesus Christ. I'm not going to deny God. I'm going to depend on Him in everything I do. And God says, because you've stayed in this book, because you have depended on my strength, not yours, because you have not denied my name, and because you have worked, I'm going to show you a door to go through. I'm going to show you the way that I want you to go. I'm going to show you my will. Now, you're here tonight, and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. There's another door that God wants you to go through. Jesus said one time, I am the door. If any man enter in, he must come by me. You see, the only way that we can get into God's family, the only way we can get to heaven that we sang about tonight in several of the songs, is to come God's way. And God's way is not being good. God's way is not turn over a new leaf. God's way is not joining the church. God's way is not getting baptized. I mean, all that's good stuff. We ought to do it. But not to get into God's family. Not to get to heaven. The only way we can get to heaven is come through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Don't try to get to heaven on your good works. Don't try to get to heaven on your church membership. Don't try to get to heaven on your baptism. Don't try to get to heaven by taking communion. Those are good things, but they won't get you in the door of heaven. Jesus is the door. If you're going to come, you got to come through him. Let's pray together. Father, I pray tonight, if there's just one person here that doesn't know Christ, tonight they'll see their sin and how that sin separates them from you. They'll see the price that was paid on Calvary, and tonight they'll come. They'll come to the door that you've opened, the door that's open to every single person, the door that's open for every person to decide to go through the door of Jesus Christ to heaven. Man, woman, young, old, teenager, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if they're here tonight and don't know for sure they're on their way to heaven. I pray you'll help them come tonight and make sure. Come tonight and receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. I pray for the many Christians that are here. Help us to go through those doors that you open. Help us to go down those paths that you show us, go in those ways that you put before us. Help us, Father, to know that there's some things we need to do, and help us to do it. Bless this time of invitation. Use it as you see fit. Help us to honor Christ and be obedient to him. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.